How important is the networking, though? Aside from what your needs are, how important is it to kind of get to know other hospitalists and hospitals across the country doing different things that maybe you're not seeing either in your ward, your institution, or just your region?
I think that networking is incredibly important for most hospitalists for a number of different reasons. I think, you know, at the very basic level, it helps you to commiserate, because I think that oftentimes it's easy to feel frustrated by how things are at your own institution. And I think that when you talk mm-hmm. with other people who've dealt with similar frustrations, and even if they haven't been able to overcome them, and even if they don't have great advice for you to mm-hmm. help you overcome your challenges, I think that, you know, just being around people who, you know, have those similar frustrations and challenges can, you know, really help to keep things in perspective, and people realize they're not alone. So that's one flavor of networking. Certainly, you know, the best kind of networking occurs when you have a number of problems that you're looking to solve in your own institution, and you have people who are able to give you great ideas for how to move forward and how to frame those issues and how to get buy-in from key stakeholders such as administrators and department chairs. I think that for people who are interested in academic hospital medicine and research, it's great to be around people who are doing research in your field, and a lot of ideas in terms of how to structure your studies or analyze your data can be gleaned from seeing how other people have tackled similar research questions and problems. And there's a whole host of committees and special interest groups that people can take part in if they're new to the field and trying to establish a niche. Finally, I think job descriptions for hospitalists vary so much across the country that I think it's really useful to hear what other people are doing. There's a saying in hospital medicine that you've seen one hospital medicine program, you've seen one hospital medicine program. It's not a field where there's a lot of homogeneity in terms of what people do, and I think that thinking hard about where your program might end up going by talking with people whose programs look very different, or making notes to yourself about where you don't want it to go based on challenges that other people have gotten themselves in, is also a very effective outcome of networking. So I think that for me, the networking aspect of going to these meetings is as important as the educational content. There's a lot of like-minded folks who give me a lot of ideas, and, you know, being out there with people who are passionate about the same things that I'm passionate about can charge me up for a while. And I think that, you know, I didn't feel that way necessarily, you know, as soon as I got there for my first meeting, but it grows on you, and you look forward to it every year. You look forward to seeing these folks that, you know, you may only see once a year, that you can learn a lot from, and chatting with them for 15 minutes. And I think that for those people who do invest in the meeting in terms of investing their own time coming there for 2-3 years, it becomes the most important networking opportunity of the year by a long shot.